You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Locked On Angels podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Taylor Blake Ward, and I will be with you here daily, and I said daily, for about 15 minutes every morning, bringing you Angels content you can only find here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Feel free to subscribe with us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, and now the Himalaya Podcast app. Like I said, my name is Taylor Blake Ward, your host of Locked On Angels. I'll be brief, but just so you know who you're listening to daily, this is my 8th year working in or covering baseball, and my 7th year of covering the Los Angeles Angels. I began as a minor league broadcaster in the California League and went on to cover the Angels for Scout Media, which was in part with Fox Sports, then Yahoo, then CBS. And now I'm here with you on the Locked On Podcast Network, along with many other great analysts and reporters. Today is March 25th, 2019, coming to you live from beautiful Southern California. A big day for the Locked On Podcast Network as we launch the Locked On MLB across the network with almost every team getting a daily podcast you can listen to right here. For specifics on the Locked On Angels podcast, we will have a full year of daily content that will focus on your favorite team, the Los Angeles Angels. We'll have interviews from some of the best writers and broadcasters in the nation, along with some of the Angels players past, current, and future as prospects will be a key piece to this podcast, so we hope you enjoy hearing in depth about the entire Angels organization. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me personally if you feel so inclined at Taylor Blake Ward. For today's show, we will talk about something that has never been seen in North American sports up until last week. Yes, we are talking, of course, about Michael Nelson Trout, or you may know him as Mike, and his new record-setting 12-year, $426.5 million contract with no opt-outs and no trade clause. Mike Trout is an Angel for life. And Mike Trout himself obviously speaks for himself. Lifetime 307 hitter with a 990 OPS, a 175 OPS plus. And if you're not really into the analytical data, we'll work on it. It's something that I really enjoy. And when we talk about analytics, Mike Trout is king. His 64.2 WAR is the most of any player over the first 8 years of his contract. It may go without saying, but Mike Trout is one of the greatest players we've seen live in human, over the last 50 years easily. We're talking about guys like Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Ty Cobb, Barry Bonds, one of the most special players that we have ever seen. And now he's an Angel for life, at least until he's 40 years old. Obviously, the press conference was on Sunday, just yesterday. And we talked about wanting this to be his final contract. Him and Craig Landis together, along with general manager Billy Epler, Oney Artie Moreno. And talking with Mike, talking with Billy, talking with Artie, it seems that Artie Moreno really was the key piece to bringing Mike Trout to the Angels for the rest of his life. In a meeting that was, he asked Mike after a game in spring training, he says, "Hey, Mike, how about I get 15 minutes with you? And just that's all I want." And it all worked out. The meeting ended up turning into about an hour-long meeting. And just after that, Artie, Billy, and the rest of the Angels staff got together, talked about it. And Billy really told a great story, and I really want to apologize to my listeners. I'm still working my way through this podcast information. I'm trying to find sound clips. I have it all here on my phone from the interview itself, but I'm fairly new to the podcast world, so trying to find audio and moving it over is a little bit challenging, but I promise you I will find out by the end of the week how to do this and get that audio to you. But talking to Billy about this, Billy said he jumped on a plane. Or he was about to get on a plane, and he was talking to Craig Landis, Mike Trout's agent. While he was on the plane, Craig sent him a text and said, "Hey, Mike has a decision." But he left it there, and Billy's like, "Well?" And Craig texted him back right away, and he said, "Look, Mike's going to be an Angel for life." So overall, it's really building up. It's an exciting time. We talked to Billy about Shohei last year and how that worked out. He fell out of his chair. Now he's on a plane. He said he was about 100 miles from landing in Arizona. So he's sitting on a plane, really excited about the future of his franchise. Artie Moreno, very excited. If you saw Artie today or yesterday at the press conference, me personally, I've spoken with Artie at times, but it's been very, very short. Yesterday, he was candid. He was excited. He was taking selfies with fans. It's a new level that Artie, that we really haven't seen. And it was fun to see him. I talked to Carol Moreno, Artie's wife, obviously. Very excited herself, and I told her, I said, hey, you're going to have to help Jessica Trout find a place either in Laguna or Newport or Huntington, wherever they kind of decide to land on their feet. Very exciting day. We're going to break down that entire press conference in our next segment, so stick around with us. But hey, remember, to get this show every day, subscribe to Locked On Angels on the new Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to Locked On Angels. So if you weren't at the Mike Trout press conference on Sunday afternoon, let's paint you a picture of what happened. As you walked in where the main entrance is at Angel Stadium, underneath the two big red hats where all the pictures of the star players are, there was a big conference table, and that's where the conference was held. A few thousand Angels fans ready to see Mike Trout under his new contract. And as you were behind the scenes, it was really exciting. The Angels players came out from the clubhouse, all walked up together. All the Angels players, including the non-roster invitees that made the trip for the Freeway Series, came through, sat down in the front. Then Mike Trout's family, along with the Cox family, who his wife, obviously, Jessica Cox, now Jessica Trout, the Cox family came through. And then Angels staff came through, the pro scouting department, Billy Yepler, ownership, John Carpino. They all had smiles. And then Mike came, and you could just see the ecstasy on his face. He was so excited that this is finally coming to fruition. He saw Jessica, his wife, gave her a kiss, and they walked hand in hand to the conference and sat down and came to MVP chants from the crowd. Very exciting to be there. I'm not an Angels fan personally. You know, as a professional, you have to have an unbiased opinion, but it was very good to see this and see Mike happy the way he was. But if you are, you know, obviously if you're tuning in, you are likely an Angels fan, and you could only imagine the excitement and the thrilling time that it was to be there and enjoy this and be happy for Mike all together. Now, as the press conference carried on, Victor Rojas, the Angels TV play-by-play man, started the press conference, introduced Billy Epler and Artie Moreno. Artie went up on stage and gave his congratulatory efforts to Mike Trout. Artie, maybe not a man of many words, but he is sincere in his words. And like I was saying earlier in the show, Artie was very different this time around. He was very excitable. Like I said, he was interacting with the fans, interacting with the media, having himself a really good time. And then Billy Epler came up. And Billy Epler really knows how to make his words count. Talked about likening the team to a bus and how Mike Trout joined that bus in 2009. And now he is going to be an Angel for life. Talked about loyalty. And Billy Epler had a lot of checklists that he had to make when he came into this job. Farm system was dead last in baseball. He had to build the farm system, which he's done a fine job with, obviously starting with Joe Adell, Brandon Marsh, Griffin Canning. And then he had another one. Last winter, we were there at Angel Stadium just to get the Shohei Ohtani press conference. And signing Shohei Ohtani, Billy said it was likened to when his son was born. It was a very key moment. I asked Billy about it after. I said, where does this kind of stand? And he said, you know, if the house next to me opened up, I would want Mike and Jessica to be the ones that buy that house and live next to me. And Billy was very happy to have Mike as a part of this organization, both as a player, because he knows the value of a player, and he also knows about the person that Mike Trout is. And in tomorrow's show, we're going to touch on the value of Mike Trout and this contract And Billy Epler was talking about how he values players and how he went back to the 1950s to understand the value of players. He reached out to the Yankees about this, showed it to Alex Rodriguez, and Alex Rodriguez said, hey, you know, every player needs to read this. If this is how you're valuing players, this is something we all need to read. So Billy expressed his excitement, and then the key moment, Mike Trout takes the stage. Mike Trout, he started it off and kind of jokingly said, you know, Cole Calhoun said I wouldn't make it through this. He said that I would struggle through this, and we all laughed, but it was a very unique moment for Mike Trout. You see emotion from him, but it's usually an exciting emotion. It's something that, you know, big play, a home run. He gets excited and he shows that emotion. But this time it was tears. And we rarely see Mike Trout get teary-eyed, but he started to choke up during this press conference in a happy way, talking about how this is his home. This is the Angels are a part of his life and will always be a part of his life. He always thanks his wife, Jessica, his family, Jeff and Debbie, his parents. Thanked his teammates, thanked the training staff, thanked PR, who we have to give credit to Adam Chodzko, Tim Mead, Eric Kay, and Matt Birch. They put on a fantastic event and really controlled it well. They always do, and we really always want to say thank you to Angels PR staff. So Adam, Tim, Eric, Matt, if you guys are listening, we really want to say congratulations on doing a fantastic job, and thank you for always being there for us. But this is about Mike Trout, and seeing Mike Trout be so emotional about this, it got you excited, because obviously Mike had to think about this. Growing up in South Philly, being a Philadelphia sports fan, still a season ticket holder to the Philadelphia Eagles, this isn't an easy decision. He could have very easily decided the Angels weren't the way to go. And he could have gone to his hometown. He could have gone even a little bit north to the Yankees, even the Mets possibly. But he decided to stay with the Angels and go against maybe his own personal nature. And Mike expressed that. He said, you know, I never really wanted to make it to free agency. And he also said that, you know, yes, he did think about what his future had at times. And would I go home? Would I be a Philly? Would I be a Yankee? So the fact that Mike Trout decided this was the career he wanted, the career path he wanted to take, the life path he wanted to take, it seems that he is very excited to stay an Angel. And he noted that the direction of the franchise is what kept him there. It wasn't necessarily anything in particular. You know, obviously, he talks to Albert Pujols, who has a legacy in St. Louis and is trying to finalize his legacy here in Anaheim. But Mike really wanted to start a legacy for himself, and signing with the Angels long-term, he's doing the same thing his childhood hero did, and Derek Jeter with the Yankees. Speaking of Derek sent his congratulatory text to Billy Epler. So did Brian Cashman of the Yankees. But as for Mike Trout, you could tell that this wasn't just something that happened. It was something he thought about for a long time, something that he is very excited about, and he wants to bring championships to Anaheim. And if you're an Angels fan, I would trust him. This is a big deal, because now you're looking at a guy that is locked up for 12 years. He's going to be in the prime of his career over the next 5 to 10 years, and he's going to bring some really exciting players to Anaheim. It's not necessarily a recruiting tool, but it is a recruiting tool. You're going to have the opportunity to play with the best player on the planet, and it's all going to be in Anaheim with a chance to build a potential World Series winner. We'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. I know that, you know, some of the audio issues, I bought a speaker for this podcast alone, and I opened the box, and of course the microphone's broken. So I've got to go and talk to Best Buy of San Bernardino. Thank you. But I want to thank you guys for listening. It's a really exciting time. I'm excited to be a part of this Locked On Podcast Network, especially the Locked On Angels, and have you guys listen in daily. If you have any advice for the show, anything for me personally, feel free to reach out. Reach out on Twitter at Locked On Angels, or you can reach me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Thanks for listening, and remember, you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya Podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Angels. Say, hey, Alexa, play Locked On Angels. And you know what? You're going to find me. Let's talk tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, everybody.